Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Love Myself, Love My Life series, where self-love and acceptance experts teach us their unique approaches on how to love and accept ourselves just as we are right now. This is your host, Amy Serafini, and today's discussion is with Sherry Phillips-Swatek about Be Your Authentic Self. Sherry has been described as a soul whisperer, a medical intuitive, and a spiritual and business mentor. She considers herself a multidimensional integrator. She helps her clients find the parts of their life that have become disintegrated and bring them back into alignment with love and acceptance. Sherry's talent is to quickly find and resolve the root causes, which makes her work fast and powerful. She transforms lives through her work, and she has resolved relationship troubles, relieved chronic pain and illness, rejuvenated lives, extended quality of life, upgraded business and financial opportunities, and helped with fertility, pregnancy, and childbirth. So thank you, Sherry, for joining us and sharing your gift that has helped your clients love themselves. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Aloha, Amy, and aloha to your audience. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, I'm excited about this talk today about being your authentic self, because I think it's really going to resonate with a lot of people. It's become a very important part of their life is being true to who they are, discovering who they are, who their authentic self is, without all this conditioning and programming that we receive on a minute by minute basis in our world. So, And I love your approach with the soul integration. I had the opportunity to have a session with Sherry last week. I think it was beginning of last week, and it was so interesting. One thing that she did when she was calling back some pieces that had disintegrated off of me, there are like millions of them, and it was about when I was right, no one believed me, which is hilarious to everyone who knows me. And my poor little pieces of my soul all around the world that had been, it was a huge, huge shift. And it was a really big one. But it was also funny to me, which is always, Sherry likes to laugh and so do I. So we might be a little bit giggly on this call. We'll try to not make it too obnoxious, but, we will definitely make it fun. So Sherry, before we get started with the talk about the soul disintegration, I just want to ask the question I ask every expert, and that's, why do you think it's so important that we all learn to love and accept ourselves?
Oh, it's a great question. I have lived a life much like many other people in some ways. I've definitely had the experience of self-denial. I've experienced bitterness, divorce, loss. I've had multiple surgeries, many, many strange diagnoses for diseases I never actually had, and abandonment. I mean, I've experienced a huge range of the human condition, or how we get conditioned into humanity. And I found that there was only one way to put myself back together, and that was using the concept of unconditional love to align to my wholeness. And that brought me empowerment, self-love, and my wisdom. And from all of those experiences, you do gain wisdom. So it's not a complete loss of your time and effort. It just means how long you want to be in that place of self-love or not self-love. And the truth is, you actually have eternity to decide how long you want to be in that place. For me, I found it sort of like having a foot in a boat and the other foot on a dock. And if you've ever felt that, it's extraordinarily uncomfortable, because it's almost like you have to choose. Am I going to choose self-love or unconditional love and wholeness, or am I okay being split off? And the more ready you become, the more uncomfortable your uncomfortableness is. And we tend to like start looking for, where's home, how do I get there, and how do I feel my wholeness again?
Okay, so that's a great analogy, because that is very, very unusual feeling of having one foot on the land and one foot in the boat. So that's kind of where we all are. Well, some of us are, you know, a little further down the path than others, but that's a lot of us who are coming to this event are kind of there, where we want to make a choice, we want to choose self-love, but we still have this, you know, push-pull kind of thing and deciding and making, you know, and how to go forward. So that's a lot about what we're going to talk about today, is how to move forward into that. So you talk a lot, but actually, you know what, Sherry, first, and one of the things that Sherry does that's really cool is one of the energies that she plays with is dolphin energy, which is fun.
Yes.
and well, just like dolphins, exactly. We all know what dolphins are like. So I wanted to see if you could do a group clearing for everyone on the call, anyone who's listening now or will listen in the future, to help bring us in alignment with the energies that we're going to be talking about today and, you know, kind of really integrate what we're hearing into our souls. So could you do something along those lines?
I would love to. So if everyone will take a deep breath and just exhale, and let's go ahead and ground into the center, to the heart of Gaia, to the earth, and just allow the beautiful jewels and nutrients of the new earth consciousness to come up to your heart. And I mean the new earth consciousness, not the place that feels embattled to you, but the highest level of earth consciousness. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and connect with the essential dolphin spirit. And we'll just go ahead and allow that to come down through everyone. And it will connect through the crown and around you. You might even have like a sense of a dolphin swimming around you. So just keep your attention on your center. And here we go. Sometimes I teach people to see like a crystalline grid above their head and then sort of call in the dolphins. So when I go out on a boat, this is what I use to connect with dolphins, and you can get pretty good at it, where I see this this refined, beautiful energy above my head, and I see dolphins swimming through it. And I'm actually calling the essential energy of dolphins where they came from, that amazing intelligence, that fun, that liveliness. They always seem to have a sense of self-boundary and knowing what's right or wrong, and they don't apologize for much. So just allow that energy to come in. They're not embarrassed. They're kind of cool creatures. All right, here we go. And since we're going to be doing some heart work today, let's just go ahead and open our hearts. And you might feel the dolphin energy just sort of swirl in and out the front and the back of your heart. And then we'll remove any stagnation or densities that are in the way of your feeling and accepting yourself today. And then we can feel the energy move through our crown, up and down our spine and our spinal cord, into the earth, and in and out of all the energy centers of our body. It's just swirling. I use a lot of color with this as well. I use an electric blue, a platinum, white colors. Some people see gold and silver. Any color can come because it's special for each individual. I'm going to take everyone deeper now. I'll bring in the bliss energy and the joy energy. And a beautiful quality of dolphin energy is how fast things can move. So the stagnation within your physical body, your mental body, and your spiritual body can just move in lightning speed. It's like flipping a light switch. How you doing, Amy? Are you feeling that?
Yeah, I'm totally feeling it. It's a lot of fun.
Good.
This is great. I love this. This is like definitely my type of energy, playful and fun and fast, and I love it.
All right.
Okay, everyone, if you felt, let us know how you felt, if you felt any movement, if you can do that in the Q&A. Let's see here. Okay, well, let's move on to talking about soul disintegration. I'm just going to see if someone, if anyone's commented yet. It usually takes a few minutes. People kind of have to come out of the zone to start engaging again. So we mentioned in the bio that you do a lot of work with integration and disintegration, and specifically with the soul. And as I mentioned, I had all these parts, and actually I woke up in the morning. First thing I thought of in the morning is that these parts were still coming back to me. Like, it wasn't even out of my mind. I slept the whole night, and immediately the only thing I thought of when I woke up. So I know that this is true, but how does that happen? How does the soul disintegrate?
You know, I think just life does it to most of us, because anytime we're not in our empowered wholeness, we are susceptible to a disintegration. And I've practiced this for some time, but if someone says a very harsh word to me, I might feel a little disintegrated, and I just need to have that habit of bringing that back, you know, just bringing that back. The parts of ourselves that don't feel safe, the parts of ourselves that feel abandoned or bitter or upset, they just get lost. And if our home, our wholeness, our center is not a place they want to be, they're less likely to come back. So that's why we want to make that where they want to be. So surgeries are one way they leave, a shock, an accident, a fight. There are many ways that we can have soul loss. And even where our consciousness is not participating with the rest of us, right? I mean, if we've ever been obsessed with something, that means there's some part of our consciousness attached to it. Or even a cord to another person is an aspect of our consciousness attached to that. So we can cut the cord, and we can do all kinds of fun stuff, which I've got decades of experience doing, or we can just find that aspect of our consciousness that is attached there. And we'll know the why, and we'll know the how, and we'll know the feelings and all of that. But if we go ahead and just call that aspect home to us, and we get in that habit, then the cord just disintegrates, just like the habit disintegrates. It's just a faster way of processing a lot of the things that that we all deal with. And that's what we're all looking for. How do I get to wholeness? How do I feel love? How do I accept myself? And how do I even find out who I really am under all these layers of conditioning and times that I have felt trauma or victimized?
And I think that's so... I have two questions. One, well, I guess a comment and a question. One, I remember we did that, and it was not only my soul had parts that disintegrated, but I was holding on to other disintegrated parts of other people, and those I needed to release. So it kind of goes both ways. And that was that. I really felt a shift when we did that part. And then, I mean, you kind of explained it to me in the session, but for everyone else, where do these disintegrated parts go? Are they just floating around us, or what happens?
I find them anywhere. So I work in multidimensional levels. So they can be in hidden dimensions. They can be in what we call past life places. They can be in other times. Sometimes I find them attached to the ground where an event happened. I can find them, you know, one time I found a part of myself that was sort of attached to someone I bumped into with a backpack one day, which made no sense, but like 10 years later, I'm pulling that part back, and I don't know what happened or how that got there. I mean, I could go in and find out, but the most important thing is I reclaimed myself. I brought that part back, and I think it's just the awareness. We start developing the awareness of who we are, and what part of ourselves needs to come home. And there's a lot of ourselves that are ready to come home. Like, we may have done a lot of work, and these parts are just sort of hanging out, sort of waiting for the moment to be called home. And that's kind of cool, too, just to immediately get those parts back.
Yeah, some are ready to go immediately. You don't even have to investigate or try to find
them. They just want to be noticed. Like,
right.
Yeah,
like,
come home.
Yeah. I'm ready. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah.
So how does it help us then to, how does that bringing them back to us, how does that reintegration help us? And is there anything that has to be done to the reintegration? Is it just calling them back?
Well, to get them back, so I think the most important thing is to have that feeling of sanctuary and wholeness. And I use unconditional love for that. And that's not our human type love. I mean, if you think of like how Eskimos have all these different words for a snowflake, we have all these different meanings for love. We need to really tap into the unconditional love and practice that, because some of our parts have thought terrible things. Some of our thoughts have experienced terrible things, and some of our soul pieces have been through dramatic trauma. And we need to be in that place where we can accept that this is true, and that we can be neutral, you could say heart neutral, to this piece being a part of our experience. We're accepting ourselves, and it comes back readily at that point. And we bring it into the heart, and then the more we love it, it generally softens, and I feel it just slip into the soul. It's like a drop of water entering the ocean.
Mm. Yeah, that's a great analogy. And sometimes, you know, I know when we were working, there would be pieces that I was judgmental about. Like,
right.
You know, I don't want that part back. Because
right.
I don't agree with that part, and I don't approve of that part. And you were very clear. It's like, okay, now we have to first love the part that's being judgmental. Because I know I started off telling Sherry, I feel just very judgy. But like there's this judgy person inside of me. And it just, you know, it could be judgment about, I like that flower, I don't like that flower. And we worked a lot with that about how to kind of turn that around. I mean, I've been working on that, especially as I go on my walks. Using the word prefer, and just instead of a, you know, good and bad, it's just a word prefer. But that's some of the first things you have to do is let go of love the part of you that is resistant to what's
exactly.
coming back.
Exactly. We've all developed these resistances and saboteurs. And then we also have our projections and our delusions and our misinformation. We've got a whole cast of exciting ways that we have hidden ourselves from ourselves. And once you start seeing actually the humor in that, which happens, the more you spend in unconditional love, it's like, oh, that poor part. We really
exactly.
need to love that part.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you know, picking up a piece of yourself that's been in prison, like, oh, for goodness sakes, you don't deserve this anymore. Let's love you. And that, once you start getting that, It's a little bit of what we used to call the watchtower position, or that higher self thought, but unconditional love works quite well. And that's really our best bridge I have found to getting all of this to integrate quickly.
Right. And that's when Sherry and I were talking well before the summit started, and she was telling me this, I'm like, oh, this is so perfect. So perfect for my summit. And she actually created a new package for the summit, which we'll talk about much later, but about bringing these, being your authentic self. So I'm really excited for this work to help everyone. So can you give us some examples of what has happened when people have gone through this reintegration process and bringing back these soul parts?
Yes. I'm going to tell you about one of my first clients. This was quite a while ago, but she had an eating disorder and she had a sexual addiction. She was very open about both of these things, and she was starting to get into feeling how all this felt and where it came from. And she was in my office and she was telling me all about this. And she was just feeling miserable about it. And we were loving her parts, and we were loving her parts. And then she sort of abruptly needed to go. She kind of went into rejection. She rejected this part so much. She came to me, I think it was like the next week, and she said, oh, I'm completely cured. And I said, what happened? But I'm not seeing cure. I'm seeing something completely different. But she's happy, and she's like, oh, yes, this amazing thing happened. And I said, what did you do? And she said, well, I took all those feelings, and I wrapped them in a ball, And I threw that ball deep into the galaxy. I said, oh my gosh. And I said, you know, it's going to be about 7 months and that's going to be coming right back at you. So we need to be prepared. Oh no, that's gone for good, she said. And this was an example of someone who took pieces of their soul, because she didn't just get rid of the feelings. She didn't just get rid of the pattern. Actually, an aspect of herself left. And so, sure enough, that part that was a part of her is going to show back up. And it did. And when it did, then the work really began. And that's when I really learned how people really deeply reject themselves. And she was a great teacher of mine, actually. And so we started doing the work, and boy, she changed. She went from being this sort of agitated person to be able to actually have a deeper understanding, and her depth increased, her wisdom increased, her self-acceptance and her ability to accept others increased. And we saw very big shifts in her behavior. And that was my very first experience with this, and seeing how people so deeply cut parts of themselves off, even when they think they're helping themselves. And so even things that feel like an entity sometimes are not. They're actually like a part of you that you have just gotten rid of. And all of those things always boomerang back. And so if it is you, if it is indeed you, it's coming back. And we don't know when. Maybe it's a few months, maybe it's a few days. But if you're having anything that just keeps coming back up, you can pretty much guess that there's an aspect of yourself wrapped up and entangled in it, and we need to love that home and whole. Now, I've also had people make a lot more money. I helped a woman get a huge raise, you know, just by finding that part of herself that didn't believe she was worthy of money, and healing. People heal their bodies this way, because there's always a part of ourselves that is in rejection when our body breaks down. And this is how we get increased mobility, we decrease pain, and we get diseases that disappear. So it also it helps us become calmer, happier. We have more access to our blissfulness. And even though we may feel things deeply, it's fast. We don't feel it forever or months. That old paradigm of it takes forever just disappears, because we can process a lot in a very short period of time this way.
That makes total sense, because it's so, I mean, I don't know if anything's more powerful than unconditional love in this universe anyway. So if we're processing everything through that, of course it's going to be faster and for the highest good as well. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And there's a lot more stories we'll tell you about later. You can read for yourself along those lines of health issues, and somebody won the lottery. It was a small lottery, but it was still a lottery.
Right.
Kinds of crazy things. But so a lot of fun stuff. But I think what really interests all of us listening is this connecting with our wholeness, being authentic, and loving ourselves and accepting other people more. That's also a big one, I think, as being less judgmental of others, because usually when we're judgmental of ourselves, we also judge other people as well. So interesting. Okay. So can you talk, I mean, I've alluded to some of the things that you did with me. What would you say your process is for helping people integrate?
Well, the process is where we generally ground, we get this grounded connection, and I generally do a little bit of body scan just to see if there's any outstanding stagnations that just will move immediately just to assist. Then we connect with the unconditional love, and we amplify that to the greatest degree that the person can tolerate, because even unconditional love sometimes scares people. But we bring in as much of it as we can and into the heart, and we create that sanctuary. And then we start calling our disintegrated parts back, our soul pieces, anything that has disempowered us comes back. And it has a chance to completely change. It's almost like the script it was acting on out in the outer world gets a new script when it hits your heart. And then you can use that energy a completely different way.
Okay. Yeah. It's a lot of, it feels really good. I mean, mine was pretty intense, but it was definitely like you can feel it moving. Let's take a caller and see, and you can do a process. Now we just want you to ask one question. I mean, I know you would love to be able to share it for the next hour if you can, but ask for one question and we'll see where she goes with that. Let's take Raleigh, North Carolina. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Who's calling?
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay. Who is this?
Oh, hi. Okay, so that really, I didn't hear the unmute thing.
Okay.
My name's Naomi. I am so happy. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so glad Sherry's working with dolphins today. Years ago, I was on a beach and just walking along the shore, and there's a dolphin out in the water that was keeping pace with me. And this went on for a little while, and I've always loved dolphins, always felt there's some kind of connection. And while I'm walking, I get this knowing that I need to look down at my feet, and there's this beautiful piece of beach glass that's shaped like a dolphin fin. I know this is a gift from the dolphin, but I don't know what to do with it. And I don't really.
Is that your question?
Well, that and a lot of procrastination issues that I've been working on, and would just love to have that cleared.
Okay. All right. So how do you feel about this dolphin piece? Does it bring back all of the feeling of being in dolphin energy when you're around it?
It does. It always reminds me of dolphins.
Okay. Well, definitely a keeper. So I would just use it as a way to quickly get into that space when you feel like you need to return to it. So procrastination, is there something in particular you're procrastinating on? And tell me about that a little bit.
Yes. Okay. So with just getting myself moving with getting more into doing my energy healing business and also working on myself. I was really good with working on myself for a while, but just like the last 2 weeks, the motivation is just gone.
Okay. So go ahead and take a deep breath and let's go ahead and open you up to unconditional love. All right, and let's just bring that in. And I'm going to go ahead and just get you grounded into the core of a planet and bring that energy up to your heart. All right. So can you feel the unconditional love above your head?
Yes. Yeah.
Can you help me amp that up a bit? And let's bring that into your heart.
Okay.
All right. Now go ahead and create a sanctuary in your heart. That can be a room. It can be nature. It can be a bunch of crystals. It can even be your dolphin glass that you found on the beach.
Okay.
All right, so let's bring in the part of yourself that doesn't feel motivated. So let's check and see all the places that is. So I immediately feel this big block. What do you feel?
I just saw a much larger, heavier version of myself just not wanting to move.
Okay, so the part that doesn't want to move, can you go ahead and bring those parts into your heart and we'll just love them?
Okay.
Okay, I feel a lot of sadness here.
Mm-hmm.
What are you feeling? Can you love the part that feels sad?
Yes.
Okay, so let's see. Okay, starting to move. What else are you feeling?
Now I'm feeling more of that sadness.
Okay, let's just love the sadness, the part that feels the sadness, because that's the most important thing. And we'll just move that on. I do feel an event that probably happened in this life that also is vibrating at another place. Did you have an extraordinarily sad experience in your life that this feels like?
Which one do you
A few of them, yeah? So let's disentangle them.
Okay.
And just love them one by one.
Okay.
Very good. That's easier. I can just wash that out. I do have a strong sense of you being held back by other people's ideas of what you should be doing. Like you have this goal, but you're trying to accommodate other people's limitations for your life. And have you felt that in this life? Because I'm seeing
yes,
it elsewhere
I have.
As well.
Yes.
Okay.
There's that, and I also put pressure on myself.
Okay. Well, speaking of pressure, I'm seeing this very unusual situation where you had a lifetime where you didn't really flourish intellectually, but you were a very strong physical person. And a family member actually used you for field work in a fairly demeaning way. And I feel like you just shut down and you were not very motivated and you were uninterested. And some part of you is vibrating to that degradation that you experienced there. And that feeling that to fit in and to be a part of the family, you have to go through this. It's actually, they were loving, but they treated you more like a farm animal than a human being. So I'm going to pull that aspect of you out of that timeline and bring it into your heart. Can you just take a deep breath? Because that part is really happy to be home. And as we do that for you, that other timeline, I'll work on that and just move that influence out of your field.
Thank you.
So keep loving that part we brought back. And the parts that were loving the people who treated you terribly, we're going to bring those parts back.
Okay.
Just love them. How are you doing?
I'm definitely feeling a lot of energy move, and what you're talking about with I felt the unpleasantness, I guess the unfairness towards.
Yeah. Yeah. So just love that part that recognizes that was happening, and you love them so much that you fit in the way they wanted you to fit in. It's very demeaning. They had an inability to see your potential. So all the places that you feel that you have not been able to see your own potential because of the way you loved them in that time, I want you to bring all those parts home to you. Or I'm getting chills, so you're getting an awful lot of parts coming into your heart now. How are you doing?
Good. Feeling... the energy is feeling lighter and brighter.
Yeah. So this happens quite a bit, I've noticed, in this work. It's like you have all these pieces that you've done all this work with, and there's this one thing that just needs to be moved just to let the rest of that empowerment happen. So I'm seeing tens of thousands of little parts of you, some small like dust, some very big, come back, and they're just thrilled to be back. So let's just dose up your heart with some more love. There's a few that are still melting, you know, or softening, but just love those. They felt the hardness of that experience. So just love the parts that felt that hardness.
Okay.
And for everyone on the call, everyone's experienced some degree of this. So just keep loving your own heart and any aspect of you that has experienced it. Okay, just love that. There you go. It's starting to come out. Sometimes I coax them out. It's like it's wearing this, to me, this is what it looks like. It's like it's wearing this experience heavily, and it's not sure whether it should identify with the experience or unconditional love. And given enough love, and it will always choose the love. So here it comes. So, okay, this part really wants your love. And it's like, really, really, you're going to love me? You're going to love me differently? So you want to do a lot of self-care in the next few days. And just keep reminding it, yes, I'm here for you. How are you feeling overall about your motivation and your procrastination?
It's feeling much less intense now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Naomi.
Thank you for picking me, and thank you so
sure.
much for doing this, Amy. And thank you again, Sherry.
You're
lots
welcome.
Of gratitude to you guys.
You're much welcome. Love. Yeah, I definitely felt that too. I think everyone can resonate with procrastination in general.
Yes.
There's always somewhere in our life that we're not on top of things or delaying. Yeah, that was great. Let's do one more. I just wanted, before we do that, a couple people wrote in from the first group clearing that you did that they, it felt like waves. Actually, two separate people said the same thing. It felt like a wave, and it was gentle. One said there was lightness, almost dizziness, and free. And the other person said gentle and loving. So very similar experiences. So thank you for letting us know how that group dolphin clearing worked. Okay, let's take one more caller. We're going to take somebody there on Skype. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's calling?
Is it me?
Yes.
It's Vesna.
Vesna?
Yes.
Hi, Vesna. How can Sherry? What can Sherry do for you?
Well, I would like to like to find work to get employed, and I'm procrastinating. well, if I see something that I think, well, it would be nice to work there, then I think myself out of sending anything to them. I just don't believe. In a way, I don't believe they want me or anybody
right.
who wants to employ. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So to go ahead and take a deep breath.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ground you very deeply. So if you can see a core of light in the center of your body,
yeah.
I want you to just let that drop all the way to the core of the planet. And in this tube of light, let's go ahead and bring up what balances you from Mother Earth, and let that travel all the way up into your heart. Very good. I feel some stagnation along your back, so I'm just going to remove that energy into the light, and also in your pelvic area, solar plexus and heart. I'm just going to just set that aside a little bit and let the light work it, and it'll just snap back as soon as it's ready. I want you to go back to above your head, and I want you to imagine the most beautiful unconditional love ever. And this would be how you would feel if you saw a newborn baby, nature, that soft, accepting feeling, knowing you are worthy and you're beautiful. Allow that energy to move into the sanctuary of your heart. And in your heart, I'd like you to create a room, a picture of nature, or an area where you bring in crystals or whatever contributes to that unconditional love. Can you do that for me?
Yes.
Okay. How are you feeling?
Well, the just mentioning unconditional love, it brings tears to my eyes. But it's good.
Okay, good. Good, yeah. Good. So let's invite all the parts of yourself that are afraid that you're going to be rejected into your heart. And let's love those. Bring in all the unconditional love, and I'll just take off their, you know, their scripts, their cloaks, their outer coat saying, I'm not worthy, and we'll just let those go into the dust, into the light. And I want you to find all the places that you project other people to prove to you that you're not worthy. Anywhere that exists in time, space, or other dimensions, bring that back. Bring those parts back that are ready to integrate. So some part of you still says, I'm not worthy. Can you feel that part?
All the time.
Yeah. All right. So let's bring in the parts that know you're worthy. And then the part that doesn't believe you are, we'll just let it sit in that space in your heart while it watches everybody else feel worthy.
Yeah.
All right. So I see a lifetime here. I'm just going to go into a timeline where you were sold off and you were not, and this is very interesting. Your value was how much you were sold off for. So as a slave, you're basically an indentured sort of servant slave. We'll just call it sort of the same thing. And if you could get a certain amount of money, you would have a sense of worthiness. And if you couldn't, you felt like you were not as worthy. So you had this interesting tie there that's in your timeline. So I'm just going to go ahead and disentangle that from you, and it's ready to come home. You've actually worked on this many, many times.
Yeah.
So it's coming in now. The parts of, they're just happy to come home. I don't know if you can feel that. It's like, oh, I'm so relieved to not be stuck in that time anymore. Can you feel that?
I can feel lots of energy moving. Yeah.
Very good. So that's the part that was just kind of stuck for you. And now that we removed, you know, kind of disentangle that from your timeline, go ahead and bring in all the parts of you that really, really are ready for this job and the new joy and experience. Just bring those into your heart. How are you feeling?
Oh my God.
You're a new person.
Kind
because
of.
You've just taken a huge step to wholeness. Huge.
It really feels huge, and it's just so much energy moving this. I'm finding it hard to talk to you, but I'm.
That's
yeah.
Okay. I would just suggest just keep letting it come. Just feel your wholeness.
Thank you, Vesna. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of joy feeling, just really
thank
joyful.
You.
Thank
good.
You. Thank you, Shreya.
Awesome.
And thank you, Amy. Yeah.
You're welcome. Okay, so that was awesome, Sherry. And again, I think a lot of people, we've even had someone who wrote about the same thing in Q&A about wanting to find work that they love to do and just, you know, not feeling worthy about it. So I'm sure that was able to help her as well. Let's talk about the brand new package that you've put together for everyone, and we can all look at that at, you can press any one of the buttons to take you to her special offer, or go to lovemyselflovemylife.com/Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y. Again, lovemyselflovemylife.com/Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y. And we can see what she's put together for us, and she's actually has three different options. So the first option is the downloadable MP3s and some live calls with Sherry, live group calls. So can you explain a bit more about what you're going to be doing in that package?
Yes, absolutely. I am very pleased to present 10 brand new MP3s. This started, you know, hitting the level of my consciousness last July and August, and it was saying we have something else for you to do, and it was called what I call the golden blanket, and it's that step just above unconditional love, and it helps you return to empowerment. So we put an MP3 together with that, and that is the first one that you'll get. It's a combination of energies that's more than the color gold. It's just loaded with different energies, colors you probably can't see. And it's a beautiful activation. The next one is called The Alchemy of the Heart, And that's just going through a guided activation, embodying the three heart balances. And I think people will really get that. And I also go into some more detail in that of common things that people are dealing with the resistance to heart energy. And that's worry, being protective of themselves or other people, sense of ownership, which we've seen come up in our two callers here, and maybe spying on other people. So all of that is in that one. The inner treasure is quite cool. It's all about finding those parts of ourselves that we may have a hidden talent that just needs to come home, but it's just ready to come home. And that's, I love the way that people are responding to that and just discovering things about themselves that they didn't know. Lifting the veils of illusion is really getting into how we are empowered on the inside rather than expecting our empowerment on the outside. And the same for love, that if we can fuel ourselves with unconditional love, we're not burdening other people with needing to love us for us to feel worthy or to get our life started. You know, how many of us put our lives on hold waiting to feel that love from someone else? Inner shifts for outer freedom is also another activation where we're really focusing on how that inner creates the outer. And it's the reverse of how we've all been taught. But if you get that inner shift first, the outer just takes care of itself. Then we're going to do four live group calls, which are actually five because of how this presentation has come together and the timing of it. So anyone available to jump on the offer soon will be able to have five live group calls. And we're going to go through some of the processes that we talked about today. And you will be able to send me your email about what's going on for you. And we will use that with the group or even address it individually. The calls are listed at 90 minutes. Sometimes they go much longer. And we try to get to everyone. Let's see, we also have the return to self-love call and the prune the family tree. And we all know that our families are really where our real juicy stuff is. And we're going into ancestral patterns. We're going through things that we were taught. We have all types of juicy stuff in here. We have places where men are better than women, senses of safety and lack, and jealousy, resentment. But we also have family patterns that are just loaded with how to disempower yourself. And we're going to go to every single one of them. That's where we really learned about our strong resistances and our saboteurs, how we created them there. And then we have the emergence call, and we're just going to work at just breaking that old paradigm, you know, getting that foot that's on the dock and the one that's on the boat together, either in the boat so you can be in your flow, which is the water. I'll call that the flow. And that is basically package A. And then we have bonuses, which are assisted to help you get rid of servitude, degradation, and codependent patterns. And all of us have some degree of this. And one person said, why do I want to get rid of servitude? And it's because that it's coming to us like an obligation. And so when we let that go, these sorts of things are the way that we service other people can be a joy and something that is part of our life path rather than have to. So this is actually a pure energy download. There's no sound. If you just put your hand on your heart and just allow whatever comes up to come up, you'll be able to love all these parts of yourself and reintegrate them. The next one is for manipulation, pity, and sympathy. And again, a lot of people said, what's wrong with sympathy? And we're just elevating that up to a sense of spiritual compassion. When we feel pity or sympathy for someone else, we're actually putting them down a little bit. Sympathy hasn't probably assisted very many people. We get noticed, but that notice is a bit of a negative. What we want is someone to have compassion and immediately see that we are a being that is empowered, full of unconditional love, just like they are. And when we give that to other people, that's how we really start shifting the patterns of codependence and manipulation and things that we're talking about in this. And the same with delusions, illusions, and projections. Illusions are when our senses sort of steer us the wrong direction. Projections are generally when we take a part of ourselves, run it through someone else, and have them come back to beat us up. Or we go ahead and figure they're beating us up some way. We all have them. I still work on mine. And then many of us have delusions, just thought patterns that are wrong that we adopted from other people. And anything that's ready to shift and disappear can do so by listening to these silent MP3s. I also am giving you an unconditional love one and the golden blanket one, which I think are just stellar. And this is just something you can play in the background. And it's, if you concentrate on it, of course, it's probably working a little more effectively for you, but it's very good. How to be your sovereign self. How do you stand in your empowerment with unconditional love? And when you do that, all of your wisdom is returned to you. So you have insight, you have unconditional love, and you have your empowerment. And I just can't think of a more beautiful place for humanity right now. And that is package A.
Now, Sherry, can you, so that's the 10 MP3s and the group calls. Now, if you are, we'll put the dates up. If you're buying this later, you will get the recordings of the calls for package A. But mm-hmm. we'll let you know one way or the other whether you're going to get the live calls or recordings. But can you tell us how would you recommend using the five original, the guided MP3s and the pure energy downloads? How should you use them when you get this package?
I would start with the very first one, the golden blanket, which is just an enveloping energy of that golden energy. And then I would take them in order. And then I would use the pure energy downloads last. Listen to the first ones first and then go to that. And now you are going to have some stuff come up when you do this. So when that happens, just go ahead and just love your parts that are ready to come back. It's not designed to stir you up. It's designed to replace that pattern with unconditional love and your personal sovereignty. So that's the direction of the energy. So I would just start with the verbal ones and then go to the other ones, and you can do that in an afternoon. I think it's about an hour and 38 minutes for all 10 in time.
So you don't need to space them out. You could do them all one after the other.
Well, okay. Now, you're just going to have to use your own judgment with this. I listen to them all day long. I did have someone who's fairly well advanced who did them all in a row, and she said she sort of felt like quite a bit of flushing going on. So just sort of use your own intuition as to how to do it. I don't feel it's like other things I've developed where you have to be super cautious, but I wouldn't drive with them on. I wouldn't do that.
Okay. All right. And, so use your intuition.
So I think you're okay.
Start with number one of the verbal, go through five, then do one through five of the silent. And then eventually
right.
you could, like, you listen to them all the time, so that you can get to that space, but you don't want to probably jump into it until you know what works for you.
Yeah, make sure you've integrated everything on the first one before you go to the second one, so you don't have the giant traffic jam trying to jump in your heart.
Right.
You
better
just take it as you can do it.
Okay, so that's package A, the 10 MP3s and the four or five calls, group calls. And
yeah.
Then package B, you're including a 21 days of live energy downloads. And again, we'll have the dates. I want you to tell more about that and the Dolphin Weekend. But we'll put the dates as well so that you know when that's starting. And these will be live. She's going to hold them periodically. So depending on when you get them,
right.
You'll know when the next 21 days starts.
Correct. So it'll be 21 days. And right after that 21 days, we'll do a Dolphin Weekend where we're just giving you lots of bliss and joy and playful energy for a couple of days. So it's basically 23 days of really cool energy.
And that's remote energy healing. So it's not like you're going to be on the phone
right.
all the time or anything. And Sherry's going to be directing
right.
And she does quite a bit on her end, more than I ever realize when she's doing these types of sending out the energy work. So that's going to be included if you get package B. So package A is the calls, and then package B includes the calls and the MP3s and the 21 days. And I've heard really good things about these 21 days. She's done them before. People really like them. So I'm excited that she offered that for package B. And that's just a little bit more than package A. So really, you want to skip right to package B. We put package A there for people who are really, really on a budget. But to get the 21 days for just such a nominal upcharge, I really recommend just skipping straight to package B. And then package C is all of that, the 10 MP3s, the calls, the 21 days, the dolphin weekend, and a session, a personal session with Sherry. And you can already kind of tell what that's like, how she works with you and how she senses things also, but taking into consideration what you're feeling. And it's really interactive. I had a lot of fun with mine. It was very interesting and a very strong energy shift for me. So I highly recommend, if you can do that, to take advantage of that. Now, we don't have unlimited amounts of 30-minute sessions with Sherry. So if you are interested in doing that, I would snap that up immediately. So that's package C. All right. Anything else?
Yes.
And if you have any questions about package A, B, or C, write them into the Q&A, and I will share and answer them. Anything else you want to add? So a lot of testimonials on this page about all the different things that Sherry's worked on for people and the results that they've seen. So, you know, if you're thinking about it and you want to read through those, sometimes those are fun to read about, and you can imagine yourself writing one of these yourself. So anything else you want to add about the A, B, or C?
No, I think we covered it. I mean, it's very interactive. I take everyone's email into consideration when we do the calls. Everyone will get at least 5 recorded calls, depending when you start, you know, so everyone could get 5 if they want, depending when they sign up. And
that's a great package A, really. And then to add the 21 days and the dolphin weekend for the package B, it's a great, great value for both of those.
Yeah, it is. I'm pretty pleased with it, and I love it. This is our cutting edge energy. This is the most advanced work I do, but I also made it as simple as possible so I don't lose people. It's very high level energy, and I'm really looking forward to getting to know people on this package.
Yeah, it'll be fun. So just a couple, I'm going to take some Q&A, and we'll take one more live caller. Vesna wanted to say that she said, thank you so much. You mentioned spine and hip problems, and that was actually the other question. She couldn't decide which one to ask. So you're definitely right on about that. And then Deborah said she felt a party in her heart going on when you were during the last process, and also felt her hips opening where there was tightness. It feels safe to bring these pieces home, she says. So that's really awesome. Anne asks if you could, she said, could you help, she's in Luton, the UK, could you help bring some love into my relationship with my husband of 29 years? We are struggling to remember to love. And I think that resonates with probably a lot of people here, you know, when you're in a relationship for a while, or it could even be a relationship with a parent that just doesn't become the priority anymore. So I thought that would be a good one for you to do for Anne specifically, but for the group as a whole.
Oh, I'd be happy to. So go ahead and everyone just take a deep breath. And for anyone who is not grounded, let's just go ahead and slip deeply into the core of the earth, to the heart. And we'll bring up sustaining energies for your health and well-being. We'll do a body, mind, and spirit balance for everyone. And I feel like so many of us are on that paradigm shift where we're going to choose, you know, what our source of love is and who to love first. And so go ahead and go to your heart and create your sanctuary. And everyone, bring in that part of yourself that's exhausted in loving what doesn't return love. Lots of energy here for everyone. And sad and tired. So just love all those parts that are participating in that script of tiredness. And let's just fill up everyone with unconditional love. Go ahead and bring it all the way down to the bottom of your feet, to the end of your toes, to the tip of your heels. Let this come all the way up your legs. Into the pelvis. We'll strengthen the lower body to the upper body. All the stagnation where we want to be loved by someone else before we love ourselves. Let's just let that go. All the places that we empowered other people to love us before ourselves, and that where we carry that pattern, that we have no value unless we're loved by another person, let's go ahead and bring that into your heart. Okay. I feel like she's getting more love now, and I think everyone will be feeling that. I'll just let that come in. So let's call back all the parts of ourselves that have the old paradigm, and let's go ahead and switch it. And let's bring in all the parts of yourself that are attached to others who feel like they're not as loving to you as you would want. Go ahead and bring those parts into your heart. And bring the parts in that want more. So this is the definition of looking for love in all the wrong places. If we get it deep within ourselves, we radiate that, and then, of course, we attract it that way. So just go ahead and love those parts. Some of them are a little confused. Wait a minute, I was waiting over there. Just love those parts. All the parts that blame other people for not giving us what we expected, and all the parts that have those expectations, bring those into your heart. I have this sense of being kind of attached to the hip of someone else where no one can actually renew themselves because they're so attached. And it's like those races where people wear a pair of pants where two legs are in one slot. So
three-legged race, exactly. That's what it feels like. We'll just love all those parts of yourself that are so attached to moving with another through life that you're unable to renew your own life. Oh, no, that's an inspiration to the few of you. So just go ahead and bring that in. And let's just bring in those new experiences, all the parts that have been resisting your new experience. Bring that in. It's like, I really wanted to do that, but I'm married. Bring all those parts in. Oh, we all have those. Anyone's married a long time, you have that. All right, so just take that out of your heart, the covering of that. And I feel there's a fractal part attached to someone else for the question.
It might be, I don't know if it's a child or somebody younger or they're a youth, but just go ahead and bring that in. The parts of ourselves that are lost in youth, bring that in. Okay, big breath. Okay, everyone, just remember that's just like being on an airplane. You give yourself your oxygen mask first before someone else. And if they do the same, you actually have something to give someone else. And that's really the key. It's just changing the flow and getting it aligned to your higher self. And we'll just make some deeper connections for that person. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that was a great question. I think, you can hear by listening to Sherry how many, when you think about what parts of me have disintegrated, and just the few things that she mentioned, you can see how there's parts everywhere. All kinds of things that make us lose our parts and make them jettison off of our body into space. So,
yes.
So yeah, that is great. I'm going to ask one more question from the Q&A, and I think then we're going to wrap it up. And this was actually the first person to write in yesterday. How do I handle swings and energy? I'm feeling fantastic one moment and wanting to sleep the next moment. So I think a lot of us experience that. And how to even that out?
Yeah.
Meg, I just want to say that's Margaret in Houston in case she was listening right now.
Okay. Hey, Margaret. Okay, so... first of all, let's just accept the fact that you have swings in energy. So you can have some parts attached to being in that high level energy, and then you can have some parts attached, and that attachment might be because you dislike it when you get sleepy or your energy goes low. So we're going to just, we can shift polarities within the heart too. We didn't talk about that today, but we often do that. So if you'll bring into your heart the part of yourself that doesn't like it when your energy goes low, go ahead and bring that into your heart. And then also bring into your heart the parts of yourself that are liking or disliking the really high swings. Just go ahead and bring that in. And then we'll just let the flow come. If we love both ends, you know, if we just bring those ends, then we've actually detached from each end of the polarity and we're more neutral. So I think there are other reasons this is happening for you, though. So I'd love to talk to you about that more if you'd like. But this is, you know, this is part of it. So let me see what else I can get for you specifically. I think time is there, like you don't like the time that you feel in a low swing. So just go ahead and love the part that is resisting the time you spend in it. Because the more we resist, the more, you know, we get it. So just love that part. And the part that's worried about it, like maybe this isn't right or I don't like it, just love those parts. And then I can see a lot of aspects of you that are ready to integrate. So let's let those come to the front of the line and just come right into your heart. Just by acknowledging the things that we mentioned, other things are coming in. Okay. I think there's something else about how other people perceive you being up and sleeping a lot. So just go ahead and love those parts that are concerned about other people's perceptions. And, of course, your own judgment. It's funny that when we accept all these things, everything evens out.
So true.
Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Yeah, that was a good one. I felt I like that, too, because I sometimes resent my lazy days. And I feel like I should be getting things done. And then it's a judgment. You know, no, you're supposed to be productive all the time. That's what we're supposed to be doing. So... I feel like
you're such a slave driver.
Right. So I feel like that was good for everyone. We literally could just keep going on. There's some really great questions. Can I just do one more from someone on the Q&A?
Sure.
I think it should be. This is an interesting one. This is Nadia in Toronto. She says that she basically, just to paraphrase, she wants to have a really nice, spacious home or calm, clean, tidy home. But when she comes home, she wants to work instead. And so she kind of works around all these things that she should be doing, like cooking and cleaning. And so she never lets anyone in her house to invite them into the space because she can't balance it out. And I thought that was interesting. I feel like other people might have that same issue of coming home and avoiding the things that we're supposed to be doing and then getting upset about it and judging ourselves.
Yeah. Let's start with loving that safe space and loving that beautiful space. And this often comes back to how we feel about our body too. So just go ahead and bring that, the part that really is upset at yourself for not getting the chores done that you want to do. The chores is such a funny word. So let's just love the part that feels attachment to the words, to the effort. I think there is something with you that you value yourself more when you work rather than do housework. So let's just go ahead and love those parts that are attached to your work and the parts that don't want to do the housework. There's a little bit of an identity thing here, like am I the one who cleans the house or am I the one who makes the money? So just keep loving those parts. See what else here. I don't, you know, I keep hearing the word housekeeper. So if there's some reason you don't want one. So you didn't mention that in your question. So let's see what else is here. And I'm going to just take you at your word that you want to do it yourself. So all the places that you resist doing it yourself and you think less of yourself for being the one who has to do it. I do see a lifetime where you actually were a housekeeper and you really didn't like that life. You wanted to be in charge, and the person in charge never cleaned his own house. He just did work all day and was sort of detached from the house, and you have a little bit of that pattern. So I'm just going to bring that aspect of yourself in that time frame and bring it into your heart. It's ready to come home, or you wouldn't have this, and just love that. I see some more alignments taking place. I think there might be a couple of other things to get to here, but I think that will help you. And if you just notice what comes up and love that, love the part of you participating in that, you're just going to get through this very quickly. And you'll either get that housekeeper and love her, or you'll go ahead and you'll feel happier about doing your own home and less inclined to just keep your nose in your work all the time. So thank you. That's a good one.
Yeah, that was a fun one. We're going to wrap it up. I just want to end with this last comment that Anne in the UK, she was the one that asked about with her husband of 29 years. Her comment was, that was so beautiful. I felt a warmth like soft liquid honey flow through me, and I now feel more aware that I should love me more and let go of the worry of working at my marriage. Thank you.
Yes.
So good.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great, good. Love yourself more. That's where it all starts. Awesome. Okay, well, that's it. That's where we're going to wrap it up for today. Sherry, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
Oh, it's just a pleasure to be here today, and I really look forward to working with most of you more. That will just be great. Thank you so much, everyone. It was a pleasure, and just keep loving yourself.
Exactly. Yes, it was a pleasure. It was a lot of fun. Again, Package A, you've got the 10 MP3s, the group calls. Package B includes all of Package A plus the 21-day transmission and the Dolphin Energy Weekend. I think that alone would be worth it because dolphins are so much fun. And then Package C, you get to work with Sherry directly on a one-on-one session. So lovemyselflovemylife.com/Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, and let me know how much fun you have working with Sherry. And I just want to thank everyone who's listening to the call for just investing your time and energy just today to loving and accepting yourself more. And we will see you on the next interview. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.